Welcome to Politics Ohio. Today I'm speaking with Karen Kassler. She's the State House News Bureau Chief for Ohio Public Radio. Thanks so much for being here.
Glad to be here.
So there's a lot of shuffling going on right now in the State House. Governor Strickland has made appointments to many state boards and commissions, some 200 or so, that the GOP-led Ohio Senate is threatening to reject.
They are breaking with precedent. They are breaking with precedent. I'm not the one that made the decision that the Senate would not be in session for five or more months.
Is that true? Is he breaking a precedent? And how do you think this will play out?
Well, no precedent has been broken yet in the sense that the Senate is expected to come back in the next week or week and a half and decide on these appointments. This was an election year, and so the Senate didn't meet a whole lot. And senators get a chance to vote on the governor's appointments to these boards and commissions. And so if the senators aren't here, there's no vote, and so these appointments don't go forward. And so the governor says it's not these appointees' faults. So he believes that the Senate should confirm these appointments. Senators, though, are now saying, especially Republican senators, these appointments are going to live past Governor Strickland's term in office, and Governor Kasich, he should have the opportunity to appoint people to policy positions, people that he's going to have to work with. And they're looking especially at the Casino Commission, which is this newly created commission to oversee the four casinos in Ohio, as well as four seats on the State Board of Education. Now, Governor Strickland is saying that he respected Governor Taft's ability to appoint people on his way out the door. But Republicans will point out that Governor Strickland's first act in office was to veto a bill that Governor Taft had wanted to become law without his signature. So the idea that there's no game playing or political gamesmanship going on, they say, is not really true. But Strickland's made it perfectly clear he is disappointed. Then I guess we'll have to wait for another week and a half to find out just how many will be rejected.
Strickland's also facing a decision as to who will replace the seat left vacant in the Ohio Supreme Court by Justice Maureen O'Connor. Who is Strickland considering?
Well, Strickland's made it perfectly clear that he is going to appoint somebody. There had been some questions about whether Kasich was going to ask Strickland to hold off on appointing someone to the Supreme Court, but Governor Strickland has made it perfectly clear that he intends to appoint somebody. There's been a lot of rumors about Attorney General Richard Cordray, the state's first Solicitor General at one point. He's an attorney. He's very well known. He's smart. People like him. And he did get unseated by incoming Attorney General-elect Mike DeWine. So there was talk about Richard Cordray being appointed to that position. But Richard Cordray may not be done in running for elected office in partisan politics. And running for a political office such as governor is really all but impossible to do from the Ohio Supreme Court. So he may not want to do that. Strickland could reappoint incumbent Chief Justice Eric Brown. He appointed him to that position a couple of months ago. Brown did run against Maureen O'Connor. He lost. So he could be appointed to the board, but it will certainly be Strickland's prerogative, and he intends to exercise it, to put a Democrat on that Supreme Court, which is dominated. It's all Republican except for Eric Brown.
Governor-elect John Kasich was accepting resumes this week for some high-level public jobs. Is this typical, and do we have an indication of who's responding to them?
I think it's pretty typical for a governor when he first comes into office to reach out, especially to his supporters, and say that he wants to include people from Ohio in his administration. I think it's especially true now because there was such an anti-incumbent, anti-career politician theme that went through a lot of campaigns. So for Kasich to say that he wants to bring people into his administration who aren't in government now makes sense. And so I'm not surprised by that. This website, though, it's different than the state government's web portal where you can apply for a regular state job. It's a civil service job. It's a union protected job. These are jobs that would not be protected. These are jobs that you would essentially serve at the pleasure of Governor-elect Kasich. And it's also, he's doing this from a private website. It's fixohionow.com. So there's really no way for reporters to find out exactly who's applying and whose applications are getting through and whose resumes are actually getting to Governor-elect Kasich because it's a private website. The chances are very good, though, that he's going to appoint cabinet people, for example, who are going to be known to him, who are going to be his friends, and who are going to be people he knows. But I expect Kasich will make a big deal out of this way to hire people, but we'll never know because we just have no way of finding out.
And you reported this week on the orientation of some of the new legislatures in the Ohio House. So if you can describe that scene for me.
That was a lot of fun. I got a chance to be on a panel of reporters speaking to some of these new legislators. And there are a lot of them. About a quarter of them will be new or have been gone for a significant period of time because of term limits. And so we've got a lot of lawmakers who are talking about they're being very excited, that they can't wait. This is very exciting for them. I just wonder, as we get into the real meat of this budget battle, when we have to really start carving out $8 billion or more from state spending or possibly increasing taxes, how many of these lawmakers will be that excited to be here?
Karen Kessler is the State House News Bureau Chief at Ohio Public Radio. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you.
This is 91.3 WYSO.